Hello and welcome to the Control Risks podcast on global events. I'm Charles Hecker, Global Research Director in Global Risks Analysis in London. Joining me today is David Lee, our Senior Analyst for Western Europe. This week, we're going to be in Europe. While most of the attention is being drawn on the European elections, we're going to look at two other countries which are voting both in those elections and domestically this week. That's Greece and Belgium. First, let's turn to Greece. Dave, Greece has disappeared from the headlines in the last year or so. Why is that?
It's a combination of other international news stories breaking through from the unrest in Turkey last year through Syria to Ukraine now, and also the crisis in Greece being a little bit past its peak. There's definitely a recovery underway there. The government's now generating a primary surplus. That's a positive budget if you discount debt interest. And it looks like 2014 will be the year when it finally emerges from recession. But as in all recession recoveries, the macroeconomic big data improve long before the indicators that people on the ground feel. So unemployment isn't coming down, wages aren't rising, and nobody's really feeling any better yet.
Right. And they've had local and regional elections. Is this sentiment reflected there?
Very much so. It was the first round last Sunday, and both the far-left Syriza party, which has jumped to prominence since the crisis, and the main government party, centre-right New Democracy, they both did quite well. People either reject the bailout and austerity totally, or they feel they have to endure it a bit longer. So they either vote for Syriza or they vote for New Democracy. There's a real new duopoly emerging. You know, the days when, at the height of the crisis, when a new party was forming every week and threatened to take a large share of the vote, that they seem to have gone a little bit. But the notable thing is that there's now a real urban-rural split. Syriza did so much better in the cities and the areas around them. One in three Greek voters lives in the Attica region, which is Athens and the surround. Syriza did the best of all, New Democracy not so well. But the runoffs are this Sunday at the same time as the European elections, and it looks like a lot of moderate voters are going to back whoever Syriza is facing in a runoff. So it's not the massive breakthrough into regional government that it might have been. But they will win in the European elections, illustrating that they have a big potential vote in the future.
Well, so Dave, does that mean that we might get a Syriza government at some point soon?
Well, these European elections come almost exactly at midterm in Greece, to within about a week. So in theory, there's a long way to go. But the government's majority is technically now just one seat. And so while that can last a lot longer in Greece than at most places, it probably can't last 2 years. I think this is a prelude to the next election with pro-bailout, centre-right New Democracy against anti-bailout far-left Syriza and everyone else in disarray way behind, especially PASOK, traditionally the party of government, but now effectively falling apart.
And Dave, what about the economy? Is Greece out of the woods yet?
Well, the worst does seem to be over, but there's a long way to go before stability actually returns properly. It still looks as if some further form of debt relief is going to have to happen at some point, but this can now be averted until times are rather better and it will panic investors in other countries a lot less. It's still a recovery measured in decades rather than years.
Great, thanks, Dave. Let's move over to Belgium now, which has national and regional elections, as well as the Europeans, all this weekend.
Yes, they've got the federal elections, the one that everyone cares about internationally, and the regional elections for the people who do all the day-to-day governing in Belgium. The divide between French speakers and Dutch speakers remains, of course, but these elections no longer look like being the ones that break Belgium up, which really looked like a possibility a year or two ago. Bart De Wever, the leader of the new Flemish Alliance, which looks like romping home in Dutch speakers' votes, has moderated his position from separatism to advocating a confederation, a looser union. He even put a video message on the internet yesterday addressing Francophone voters in French, asking them not to be scared of him and to respect the choices of the Flemish voters, and that would have been unthinkable a year or so ago.
Very impressive. So are we looking at another 18-month wait for a federal government in that case?
Just like last time. It's not going to happen overnight. It never does in Belgium. De Wever does want to be Prime Minister this time, well, he didn't last time. But the Francophone parties do still mistrust him, however many video messages he puts out. And it's not certain they can do any deal involving him or his party and the three or four other parties it'll take to get a majority. Even this looser confederation that he wants now is unpalatable to Francophones. So it may be tough to agree too much too soon. But I don't quite think 18 months is on the cards again. Besides, I think there's now a greater appreciation that the regions do a lot of the actual governing. So federal politicians will want to get something done quicker to stop anyone thinking they're irrelevant. We'll get a broad federal coalition and the continuation of stable, business-friendly environments, whatever the exact makeup is.
Dave, thanks. Thank you for tuning into the Control Risks podcast on global events, available on our website at www.controlrisks.com. Please stay tuned to the website for further updates in the coming weeks.